This is the Careering into Motherhood podcast with me, Jane Johnson. My guest today is Marielle Laguerre. She is a speaker and a personal branding expert. She's also a LinkedIn learning instructor. There is nothing that Marielle doesn't know about how to get yourself and your personal brand out on LinkedIn. And today she's going to talk about three key simple things you can do if you are either looking for work, looking to grow your network, or looking for more clients, perhaps as a freelancer or a consultant. So we are absolutely honoured to have her. She's a super, super expert. And welcome, Marielle. I'm delighted that we have Marielle Laguerre with us today, straight off the plane from New York, where she just told me she's been recording a podcast for LinkedIn up at the Empire State Building. So amazing, a real LinkedIn expert. We really are very fortunate to have you with us today. Thanks, Marielle.
Thank you so much, Jane. Excited to be here to talk to you.
And I'd like to start really by talking, how on earth does somebody become a personal branding expert? How did you start your career?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that my career very much had a straight path. I don't think a lot of people do these days. I actually started in PR. I've always loved telling stories and just been interested in current affairs as well. So I started in 2005, which seems like a very long time ago. Industry has evolved a lot since then, but I've always just been interested in stories and helping people get their stories out there. And I spent a lot of time in London working in the city, helping CEOs and senior leaders, predominantly in the accounting industry, which seems quite dry, but it was actually quite creative. Like, how do I make tax and corporate finance interesting to the likes of the FT and Forbes? So that was great training ground. But as I progressed in my PR career, I realized that it was quite niche because not everybody necessarily needs PR. Not everyone needs to be on the TV or radio, but everybody I feel needs to become known for something. And I often say that the best known wins in any industry. It's not necessarily the best person at the job, but it's who's the most known. And that's what really got me interested in personal branding, because I realized actually everybody needs to become known for something, because especially as business owners, I know that you work with a lot of coaches and consultants. I don't know a coach out there who is the best kept secret. The two don't really go together. So that's what really began to get me interested in personal branding and helping people really tell their story to establish their reputation so that they could attract opportunities to grow their business. So that's kind of the journey I took.
And I suppose you've gone from selling a brand of a product, whether it's Coca-Cola or the FT or Anderson, as you were saying, to this idea of the personal brand. And I really want to unpick that today, because I think, and I am generalizing here, but I think a lot of women, especially if they've had time out, as a lot of our audience have, raising families and things, and then they dip their toe into, where do I start? I need to find a new career or a new job or something. And inevitably, landing somewhere on LinkedIn will happen. And it can feel so noisy and so crowded. Where on earth do you start? So if a client comes to you, I know you work a lot with corporates and things, but I think you also do some training with individuals. If somebody comes to you and says, okay, Marielle, help me. I don't feel like a brand. Where do you start?
Yeah, I'll start by saying it's very common to overwhelmed, especially when it comes to just social media in general. You know, there's so many voices out there. It can feel really difficult to feel that you even have a voice in a sea of people. And I resonate with that as well. I'm somebody who is an introvert. I didn't feel comfortable putting myself out there because I was so used to pushing other people, pushing CEOs, leaders. And then when I starting my business, I realized actually people need to know who I am. People need to know how I can help. I think the first step is always about your mindset, always about what do you think is possible for yourself? What beliefs do you have about LinkedIn? Do you believe that you can, with persistence, create the opportunities that you desire? Do you have a growth mindset? Or are you somebody that feels like you're path is predetermined and that you can't even start because there's no point. So I think you really have to question before you even log into LinkedIn, what story am I telling myself about LinkedIn? Am I somebody who sees it as an experiment? You know, because I think when we start out on LinkedIn, we absolutely have to see it as like an experiment. We have to lose that attachment to going viral and getting millions of followers immediately and really just be carefree about it. Really just see it as, okay, I'm just going to start here. I'm going to have fun with it and just not be attached to the outcome. And I think the more that we could just be playful about it, the less we're going to feel that anxiety of, oh my gosh, this isn't working. People are looking at me and all of those things. So I think that first thing is to really just see it as fun, experiment with it, and just be playful and be open, you know, be open to sharing your story. Recognize as well that it's not about you, it's about your message, because that's a common challenge that a lot of the women that I work with as well, they stay very stuck in their head and they say to me, oh my gosh, people are looking at me. Well, actually, they're not. Most people are thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? Or who's picking the kids up from school? You know, that's what most people are thinking about day to day. So I think as soon as we lose that attachment to ourselves and focus on our message, that's where you really need to start with LinkedIn.
I've spoken to people about it as well. And if you're starting out, try and build your network. Go and connect with people you used to work with, people you've known in the past. And they're like, oh, but I can't look at them on LinkedIn because they'll know I've looked at them. And I think the whole point of being on any social media platform, there is a degree of peacocking. There is a degree of people wanting to be connected. If you don't want to connect with people, don't go on LinkedIn. So if you are being looked at, then it surely in a way means it's working.
You're so right, because that's the purpose of social media. It's called social media for a reason, right? So if we're not going to be social, if we're only wanting to talk to ourselves, then you probably don't want to be on LinkedIn. And that leads me to my second point, which is really about content, the visibility piece. How do you get eyes on you? How do you get people looking at your profile? And it is by sharing valuable content. Each of us has an opinion on something, right? Each of us should be working towards becoming a thought leader in our space. And you do that by sharing your expertise regularly so that people begin to think, okay, I need Jane. I've just seen Jane's post. You stay front of mind. It's like the, hey, I'm alive. I'm here. And that's what your content does. It like warms people up and lets them know that actually she's likable. I trust what she talks about. I enjoy her energy. And that in the long run is going to really pay off for you. And that's actually how I get a lot of my one-to-one clients and my corporate clients, is just by sharing valuable content, speaking to their pain points as well. I think that's important when you're thinking about your content strategy, is, okay, putting yourself in the eyes and the mind of your ideal client and thinking, what are they struggling with? What is their pain point? What are their challenges? And how can I demonstrate that I'm the person to help them? And that's what your content needs to be addressing. And you'll find that people almost just volunteer themselves in your DMs. People come to me and say, hey, Marielle, I've just seen your post about this. I would love for you to... I've literally woke up to about 3 or 4 messages and I've not had a chance to respond to them. That's when you know what you're doing is working, because you have messages on a regular basis from people saying, hey, Marielle, would you be interested in doing this for me today? Or can I talk to you about delivering this workshop? And you only get that through showing up consistently and sharing valuable content. And another thing that I would add is the importance of being really intentional about your time on LinkedIn. So being intentional through who you engage with, and also specifically what you post as well. So being really clear on, what do I want to be known for? So for me, I want to be known as a leading personal branding expert globally, right? I do work globally and I want people to think of me when they think of helping women develop their reputation in the workplace or in their business, in their industry more broadly. So for anyone listening, I would encourage you to think about, what do I want to be known for on LinkedIn, and how can I show up as that thing, that one thing? Because it's so easy to leave people confused. If you're 1 minute you're talking about healthy eating, the next minute you're talking about managing your money, the next minute you're talking about overcoming depression. You know, I think it's good to be really, really streamlined. And I'm not saying that you don't want to touch on different things, different elements, but I think that intentionality piece is really key.
It's so important. And I mean, Marielle, the only way we actually, you appeared in my feed because I'm interested in marketing and branding and those kind of things. And you kept appearing. You almost want to be the bad penny that turns up all the time talking about the same thing to help the algorithms, right? When you overlay the fact that you actually provide really helpful content, then that's when you get people following you. I want to just touch on that because it appears like you give away really valuable content.
I hope so.
No, it does. It does. And you invite people to sign up in order to be able to access more of that. We're talking to an audience here, some women who will be wanting to start to grow their presence on LinkedIn with a view to being visible for employers, but also some women who are running their own coaching or consultancy business. So where is that fine line between giving away free content or the freemium model and actually finding new clients?
It's such a common question. And I very much teach the what you need to do, but not the how. And I think they are two very, very different things. And I'm fine for people to attempt to do what I do. But I know that I'm the magic in my business, the same way you're the magic in yours, right? Nobody could be another Jane. And I think we just have to have that abundant mindset and recognize that actually, because people do come to my page and copy and paste so much stuff. And initially I would get really upset and just think like, just the audacity of this person.
Yeah, I've had it as well.
Okay, well, you could copy and paste whatever you like, but you're not going to be able to have the extensive, you know, nearly 20 years of experience that I've got, you know, or my story. So that's what people can't replicate. And I think we just have to be comfortable with sharing our knowledge and recognize that the right people will come to us at the right time. Yeah, so that's kind of why I just feel comfortable sharing what I do, because I know that nobody could apply what I do the way that I do it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Can I ask maybe quite a personal question? Because that does take a level of self-awareness, self-confidence, and self-belief. Is it something you developed over time, you trained or coached yourself to develop, or otherwise? Because otherwise social media eats you up, right? Sorry just to interject, but you look across, you know, look across the fence and somebody else has just taken some of your content and they're repeating it and they're replicating it. And, you know, we have it quite a lot, in all honesty. And it used to really get my eye twitch going.
Yeah.
But now you know, I think I just have to embrace it and accept it. There is enough room in this world for all of us.
There is. And I'll be honest with you, Jane, I'm still very much a work in progress when it comes to that, because just last week, I've been doing a lot of work with this huge billion-dollar brand, right? And somebody in that team has gone off and started doing what I do. Like, so they teach essentially the same thing that I teach. They've attended all of my sessions while they were at the company. And last week, I saw that they posted exactly what I say. Like my vernacular, my tone of voice, like word for word. And initially I was going to ignore it, but then I thought, you know what, this is actually quite cheeky because this is my IP, essentially.
Exactly.
So I said, I noticed that is there a reason why you've posted exactly what I've been teaching? And, you know, they obviously just denied it. But yeah, that happens. And it does take me everything within me.
Yeah, well, it's good. You know, occasion, it shows you're even you, Marielle, only human. Every so often, just, you know, mention it.
Yeah, especially when it's so blatant as well, when it's literally word for word. I'm like, it's very cheeky. But generally, you know, I think that self-awareness piece is really important. And I think just recognizing that we have to have boundaries, we have to protect our energy, we can't allow every single thing to sway us. That's the work. I think that's the work. Once you start to, you know, share that content, build a community, I think once you get onto LinkedIn, that's something that you really want to focus on. But then I would also say the third tip is around having conversations. I often say conversations equal currency. And by that, we're in business to make an impact, but also to make an income, right? So if you're not having conversations, then it becomes very, very difficult for you to expect to have any sort of sales. So with the content that I share every single week, I have a call to action at the end and I encourage people to send me a message. And it's a very light call to action, but I do encourage people to send me a message if they want support. And that's how I often get a lot of my clients and a lot of people coming to me, is by indirectly asking for the sale. I'm not in DMs trying to sell to them, because I don't really like that. I prefer to attract opportunities. And I think you're in a much more powerful position when people come to you.
That is obviously part of your magic, and we'd never get into that in a 30-minute podcast. But I have noticed how you invite people in with a leading question, which isn't "let me sell to you" type thing. You know, you do very effectively present this: I'm interested in you, I'm interested in your perspectives.
Yeah, I think that's important. I mean, it's human psychology as well. You know, once sales and psychology are very closely linked, and once we understand buyer behavior, we recognize that people are self-invested, right? We can't expect to build a community if we're just talking about ourselves. If we're not interested, genuinely interested in other people, it becomes very difficult.
Just recapping, you've got your great 3 points. Firstly is around, you know, get yourself onto LinkedIn, have a look around, know what you stand for, know why you're using it. Then your content.
And work on your limiting beliefs as well. Work on the stories that may be keeping you stuck. I think that's really, really important, because if you're telling yourself, I don't want to be on LinkedIn, it's not for me, nobody talks to me, nobody engages, that's what you're going to get. I think you have to see it as an experiment, see it as something fun. Don't be attached to any sort of outcome. I think that's the most crucial thing when you're just starting out. And then the second piece I mentioned is all about content. So making sure that you're visible, making sure that you're positioning yourself as the authority that you eventually want to become. And you do that through compelling content that is focused and really dedicated to the problem that you solve in your business or in your 9-to-5. That's really crucial. And then the third piece, which is the cherry on the cake, which is what a lot of people try to avoid, is conversations, right? Having those conversations, your aim here is to actually get people off of LinkedIn and onto the phone so that you can present your offer to them. So those three tips, the mindset piece, the content piece, and then finally the conversation piece, are what are going to help you really, really create more for yourself in your career or business on LinkedIn.
You make it sound so simple. I love it. I mean, that's part of working with you, right? You take the fear out of it. You make it very streamlined and attainable. I want to finish up by asking you one question, because I think a lot of people have a fear of putting themselves on social media, because you touched on before, what if this goes viral, et cetera, there's potentially that risk. But I think there's also a sense of feeling very exposed. And I don't know if you've had, I've certainly had people calling me out. Why do you do it like this? Why do you do it like that? I often get, you know, what about men? I'm interested in your views on how far you respond to those and how you, I guess, steel yourself for not everyone is going to like what they read on your posts. How do you manage or not? Do you engage?
It's so common on social media. It kind of comes with the territory. I really had to learn to protect my energy. And by that, I mean, I don't necessarily respond to everything anymore. I used to feel like I had to engage with everything and get my point out there to everything and everyone. But now I'm more focused on peace and protecting my energy. That's how I would approach it. And that's not to say that I don't welcome opposing views. I think it's healthy. I think sometimes we're not aware of our blind spots either, right? So if someone's pointing something out and saying, you've not done this, you know, if I do engage with people that are kind of attacking me, I often say, thank you for sharing. I hadn't considered that before, because it's still a learning experience as well. So it really does depend. But for the most part, I do welcome different perspectives. But so long as it's not combative or in a way that's harmful.
I mean, I think because you've become your own personal brand, people sometimes forget that there is a human being behind that. If we're talking to people here who are potentially going to start out on LinkedIn or try and grow their businesses, that there isn't much to fear. Just go out there, find your opinions and put them out there.
Oh, absolutely. And this is why I always start off with any sort of trainings or even podcast interviews by talking about the mindset piece, because this is often the thing that holds so many people back. So I really want anyone listening right now to be really honest with yourself. What are you telling yourself as to why you can't be visible, or why you can't share your story, or why you can't have more conversations to make more sales in your business. Like, these are conversations, even though I'm accomplished in my field, I still have to have those conversations with myself as well. And the reason is because the landscape has evolved so rapidly, even in the last 2 years. I can't have the same strategy that I had in 2020 for 2022 and expect it to work. So I think that self-awareness and that continual self-reflection is really, really important for all of us.
So true. Really, really good point. And I think, you know, as we're going into 2023 and everything that's happening within the world, or certainly within the UK and the UK economy, it's going to be really, really time to tune in to what you need to tweak in terms of your messaging and how you show up.
But it's also exciting as well.
Yeah, it is exciting. That's it. I can tell you're obviously, you know, really enthusiastic. Your energy is infectious, Marielle. So thank you. Huge thanks. Very, very valuable today. And we're really lucky to have had you. I wish you all the very best for 2023.
Likewise. Thank you, Jane.
So three really simple and practical things that you can do if you are thinking about upping your presence or growing or starting to get yourself known on LinkedIn. It really isn't as scary as you may have thought. Yes, there's lots of volume and lots of noise on there, but finding your niche, getting known for what it is you want to be known for, is not that hard. As Marielle says, it's around mindset. Why are you on there? What are you doing? Growing your network and becoming known for what it is you want to be known for, and just really using it and engaging in conversation, as Marielle said. Three fantastic tips. Thanks again to Marielle. We'll be back in the next couple of weeks.